Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have FinTech Meetup's very own John Lear. He is here giving us a preview of the 2024 FinTech Meetup, which is going to be taking place March 3rd through the 6th in Las Vegas. And it is a show like none other. And John tells us all about it. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, look who is here, Mr. John Lear from the fine event called FinTech Meetup, which is going to be happening here March 3rd through the 6th in Las Vegas at the fine location called the Venetian. So, John, how are you, sir, having said all that?
Doing great. Thanks, Mike. Always good to see you. And thanks for having me on the show.
You are welcome. Always, always a pleasure having you on, because FinTech Meetup, I went for the first time last year, and I'm a huge fan of what you guys put together each year in Las Vegas. It's such a great event, and it's so unique to anything else that you will ever attend. So having said that, you want to give us a quick overview on FinTech Meetup for those who might, for those one or two that may have not attended yet?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Yeah, no. So we did our first FinTech Meetup last year at the Aria Hotel in Las Vegas. And I know, Mike, you had a terrific experience. We had about 400 or 500 people from across the credit union industry. Mm-hmm. And they were just completely blown away by it. I loved it. You know, one of the things that we do is we're very, very big supporters of the credit union industry. We think that they play such an important role for the broader financial services industry. So what we do at FinTech Meetup is, we want everybody who works in a credit union who's responsible for evaluating, selecting technology, solutions, partners, providers. You know, we want them to come to FinTech Meetup. But we also recognize that actually sometimes for some credit unions, budget might be an issue. So what we do is we've created this hosted program, which basically sounds amazing. We give you a free ticket to come to FinTech Meetup valued at about $3,500. Plus, we'll also give you a $750 travel allowance to come to the event.
What?
Which basically pays for your airfare, pays for your hotel.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. So you not only get a free ticket, you get your travel paid for. And then the only thing that we ask is that you come into our meetings program and you do a certain number of meetings as part of our meetup. Mm-hmm. The actual meetup that we did last year was unbelievable. We scheduled 30,000 meetings on site.
Yes.
And Mike, you probably saw the cacophony of noise and the energy in the room.
I experienced it, John. I was in the middle of it. It was awesome.
It was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really awesome. I mean, it's a very organized chaos. I mean, you know where to go, you know what you need to do, and you have your meeting. I'll let you explain the meetup part of it. It's really unique, but it's a lot of fun and it's really, really cool. So I'll let you explain that part of it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously being an in-person event, this year we're going to be at the Venetian. We're a full event experience. So we've got 200 incredible speakers. We've got speciality content around credit unions. We've got an exhibit hall with 300 plus sponsors. So it's everything you'd expect from an event. But the heart of it is what we call Meetup.
Yep.
And this is this incredible meetings program. Now, the work for the meetings program actually starts 5th of February. That's the deadline for you to get a ticket and to participate in FinTech Meetup's program. But we're going to schedule something like 45,000 meetings on site. Now, what is a meeting? A meeting is basically somebody requests a meeting and then somebody actually accepts and opts into that meeting as well. Mm-hmm. So they're all of the meetings we do, they're all double opt-in. Both Mike wants to meet with John and John wants to meet with Mike.
Right.
So they're incredibly high quality meetings. Both people want to meet each other. So what happens is about 3 weeks before the event, we open up the platform and you're going to create a very short profile of who you are, what you do, which solutions and services you're looking to source from other participants, and which solutions and services you're looking to offer to other attendees and participants. Then the following week, we open up the whole platform so that you can see every single person, all 4,000 fintechers, bankers, credit union individuals that have come into the event. And then you're going to go through and you're going to say, look, I really want to have a meeting with that individual. They've got a solution that I'm really in the market for right now. Hey, I'd like to meet that person because maybe they've got some perspective that can help me, you know, inform my product roadmap or augment my product roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really around looking at new products, new partnerships, new investment opportunities. Then we share all those requests to meet with everybody the following week. And that's where you're going to opt in and you're going to say, oh, this person's requested a meeting with me. Looks really interesting. Would love to meet that person. You know, this sounds a little too vendory. Maybe I'm going to skip that one because it's not really in my kind of domain.
Right.
So what the, we basically then do is we then run all this pretty comprehensive algorithm that schedules everybody's meetings. So before you've even got on a plane to Las Vegas, you know that you're going to have up to 24 meetings with the right people that you want to meet with and they want to meet with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come to Las Vegas, you got obviously you got the content, you've got the activations, receptions, the exhibit hall. But the heart of it, as I say, is this meetings program. And it is just unbelievable. I wish earlier in my career I'd had the ability to participate in this, because it would have been a lot more efficient and effective than the old ways of going to an event.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the word efficient, because that's what I thought. Having experienced it firsthand and conducting or doing these meetings, it's very efficient, because like you said before, you already know who you're meeting with. You already know why you're meeting with that person. Both parties know why you're meeting. So you, when you sit down with these folks for, what is it, 15 minutes or something like that? Or
15 minutes, exactly.
Yeah, right. And you know, you get to right to the heart of the matter of what you want to talk about. And if you want to extend the meeting after the 15 minutes, you can meet up afterwards, you know, in the afternoon or that evening or whatever. But that really, it's a great springboard for a great conversation to happen even further down the road. So yeah, that's what I love about it. And you know exactly where to go, what to do, and when to do it, and why you're doing it. That's what I love about the whole thing. It's very there's a lot of people, obviously, but it's very organized, and you get to where you want to go very quickly.
Yeah. And Mike, we think of it as drinks before dinner. You want to meet somebody first, establish a relationship, say, hey, look, there's probably something here. Let's go take it offline. Let's go over there and continue the meeting. You do that on the exhibit floor. You can do it in the meeting rooms. But you know what? If you meet somebody, maybe there isn't something there. It's a 15-minute use of your time, but you also build a relationship with somebody across the industry. So it works out incredibly well. And in fact, the meetings program, it's a big part of why FinTech Meetup has now become the number one quarter one show, fintech show for everybody in the industry.
Oh, I believe
so. Previously, there was a Fintech Nexus. We partnered with Fintech Nexus. They closed down their event. So it's really Fintech Meetup is now the first half show for everybody in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we know that GAC is happening at the same time, but what we're seeing is significant uptake from people who work in technology, operations, even at the executive level. So we don't compete with GAC. No. And in fact, we're seeing our numbers are significantly higher than they were last year as well.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that for sure. So, and the other thing about the meetup experience, you're meeting with these people for the specific reason, all that type of stuff, but it's a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
You know, it's because everybody, being the journalist, I was walking around talking to people. What did you think about this? And how did you react? And layers, I just heard glowing reviews from everybody, and they said they had a total blast, and then they got what they needed. So, and that's what you want to do when you go to an event. You want to get to what you need.
You come to an event with a set of goals and objectives, and you want to leave the event knowing that you've met, you know, as many of those objectives as possible.
Yep.
And the meetup program really helps accelerate getting to where you want to get to.
Yep.
So, I think the other thing as well, Mike, is the energy in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's the whole industry coming together at exactly the same time to catalyze ideas, to mobilize together, to create all these new opportunities. And you know, for us as the organizers, that's just incredible, because that's why we started FinTech Meetup. So we get a lot of energy from it too.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy in both. And it's like two rooms the size of a football field. Basically, but yeah, it's a total blast, and you get done. So let's talk about the speaker part of it. Who's going to be coming? I mean, obviously you got some fantastic speakers coming and some topics. You want to just give us a quick overview on maybe a couple of speakers and maybe some topics that you guys are going to be addressing as well?
Yeah, so we've got 200 plus speakers, which cover, you know, six big industry keynotes. So people like Matt Harris from Bain, Zach, the CEO of Plaid, Ed McLaughlin, the Chief Technology Officer at MasterCard. We're really, really looking forward to the speakers. And then our agenda, again, you know, we've taken a bit of a back to basics approach, which are what are the most important topics that the industry needs to hear about? Which organizations are really setting the narrative, and then who's best placed within that organization to share it. So we've got just some incredible speakers. I think 90% plus are at the C level or founder level. And they really cover the gambit all the way through from, you know, the battle for deposits, you know, crypto regulation through to embedded finance, the future of banking as a service, through to leverage AI and new fraud detection capabilities, something which is obviously very, very important on the retail credit union side of the house. So, it's a really comprehensive agenda, and we can't wait for people to see it.
Good deal. Good deal. And how many, I mean, just off the top here, I mean, how many folks are going this year? Do you have a kind of a, I know it's going to build obviously up until the deadline, but how many do you expect to be going this year?
Yeah, we'll be 4,000 plus individuals, of which 40% will be C-level, founder level. So it's a pretty senior audience as well, which is another thing that people really like about FinTech Meetup.
Yep, indeed, sir. And anything different this year? Anything that you learned from last year, and any new twists and turns or anything like that for us?
Yeah, I think one of the big things, Mike, is we've moved from the Aria to the Venetian. And if you remember from last year, it was a beautiful venue, but everything was across a couple of different levels.
A lot of floors.
So definitely got your steps in. Definitely. So this year, what we've done is we put everything co-located all on one floor. So you've got the meetings program right next to the exhibit floor, next to table talks, next to the track rooms, to the general session. So it's going to be incredibly easy to navigate. And, the heart of it's going to be the show floor, the heart of it's going to be the meetings program, but then everything else around it to really bring this kind of very, very tight community mm-hmm. feel. So we think the energy from the meetings program is going to bleed into the exhibit hall, into the track sessions. Yeah. Well, we think it's going to be phenomenal.
Right on. And how many exhibitors do you guys have planning this year again?
Yeah, we've got 300 sponsors and exhibitors.
Oh, okay, great.
It's really, really grown since last year.
Good. Oh, even better. Even better. Alrighty, sir. Well, anything else here to add, John, before I let you get back to work? Because I know you're probably in a time crunch right now as we're getting closer to the date. So I don't want to keep you too long.
Yeah, I think the only thing is the deadline to get a ticket and participate in the meetings program is February the 5th. So really move quickly, get it. You can go to fintechmeetup.com. You can apply online for our free tickets and travel reimbursement. And come to Fintech Meetup. You won't regret it. It's going to be an amazing show.
I tell you, there is nothing like it you'll experience at a conference this year. So yeah, go there for the experience and go there to meet people and make connections, and you're going to be a better person for it. Yeah, this is a very unique event. So I really enjoy it.
Thanks, Mike. We really appreciate the opportunity to share it.
Anytime, sir. Well done. Well done. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.